This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
It's time once again for another interview here on WKOK Sunrise. On the phone this morning, we have Corey Mowry with us. Corey is a graduate of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce's Raise the Board sessions, and he's chairman of the board of Susquehanna Valley Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And Corey and I are going to talk this morning about the upcoming Raising the Board sessions. They're going to be starting next week. Good morning, Corey. Corey joins us on the newsline.
Good morning, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us. And for those folks who don't know what Raising the Board is, give us a little encapsulation of what it's all about.
Sure. Raising the Board is a wonderful opportunity put on by Central PA Chamber of Commerce, and the board training classes start this coming Monday. They're from 9 to 11 for four consecutive Mondays. And the training classes are, you can attend them in person or remotely if it's more convenient for you. But the model for Raising the Board is, it's called PAC, and it's an acronym for Practice, Apply, Act, and Connect. And the approach touches on all major aspects of board work, whether nonprofit or for-profit, including governance, finance, fundraising, and marketing. And it's really valuable for anyone who's interested in joining a board, who maybe has never been on a board, hasn't had that experience, or somebody who's newer to a board and wants to make sure they're fulfilling any responsibilities that they should be, as well as someone who comes with a lot of experience to a board. You know, I think it's important from time to time, even if you've been on a board and been serving in that role, to come up from error and take that 30,000 foot view and reassess to make sure that you're doing and following best practices. And I came at it from the latter, having been on a number of nonprofit boards and serving as president for Susquehanna Valley CASA Voices for Children, as well as two other nonprofits, serving in the president role for those. But even with that kind of experience coming to those classes, I just found it incredibly valuable. And we even had five members from our CASA board take the last year's training class, including myself. They have a panel of presenters that come with a ton of experience in the nonprofit board world, and they use an interactive style of training. So you also gain a lot of value from other people who are attending that class who can share their experiences of what they're doing on their boards, what's worked well that other boards may want to consider adopting, and maybe some mistakes that we share with each other to make sure we don't fall into those same pitfalls. But it really is truly a valuable experience for any board member, and it will help you bring value to the board.
One of the things that the sessions cover is boardroom etiquette. Tell me some highlights of things that you learned that would help you to perform in the boardroom as a board member and the interaction with other board members.
Sure. Well, as far as etiquette goes, unfortunately, I've not had those bad experiences with boards I'm on, but we have learned some kind of, learn as you go warning stories that you want to make sure that when you come to a board, you're coming at it with the right purpose, that it's not about a me experience. It's about you're on a board to serve the board's mission, and they teach us about assessing, are we aligning what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish with the mission of that board? And if it's not, is it because the purpose of that organization has really shifted in a different direction, such that the mission should be reassessed and changed as well? Or is it that those on the board are simply going adrift and need to be brought back? And that's important, especially someone who serves as a president like myself. You want to make sure that your board is working in sync with what your organization is designed to accomplish.
And as part of these experiences in the classes that are coming up, one of the things that many board members need to learn about is the finances of an organization, particularly those in the nonprofit world. Is that something that is covered? And tell us some things that are important to remember if you're on a board with the financial health of the organization.
Absolutely. No board, especially nonprofits, the finances are incredibly important, where there's not a ton of room for error with a lot of nonprofits. So it does cover everything from, you know, building a budget to reviewing monthly financials and better understanding them and making sure that you're following, you know, best practices when it comes to finances, checks and balances in place, to making sure, you know, if you have a staff that they know that there are certain processes that need to be followed to really protect the organization. You know, we hear these you know, horror stories on occasion of somebody who's taking from a nonprofit, and you always want to believe that's never going to happen to yours. But if you're not, you know, as a board member, not putting into place certain guardrails and protective measures that a board really has responsibility to provide that kind of oversight, but, you know, you're always run that risk. So it's one of those valuable experiences that they teach about how to make sure that that's not your situation, that doesn't happen to you, and ways to minimize any of those kind of risks, and just make sure you're keeping a close eye on your finances and trends and building a budget that makes sense.
Whenever you go to these kind of things, of course, you try to bring back information. You try to learn as much as you can about how to do things, particularly in this case, about being on a board. Is there something that you learned in the sessions about what not to do when you were on a board of directors?
You know, I think I learned just as much about the people part of it. You know, you sometimes take that for granted. But there is a board etiquette. You know, there's those social cues, and you want to make sure, especially again as somebody who runs those board meetings, that you're making sure that everybody that's on your board feels important, has a role. You know, that's one of the quickest ways to lose board members, is if they feel like they're there but don't really have a voice or don't really have a purpose. So I think, you know, most of these people who join these boards, they come at it with a goal of helping the board accomplish something. So making sure you're assessing each board member's strengths and you're lining those up with, you know, how they can best fit into the organization. So I learned a lot about that, and that's something you can bring back. I brought back to the board and had to reassess, okay, is each person sitting around this table on the best committee possible to align with their personal experiences and their ambitions? And you know, if you line the right people up with the right goals, your organization's going to thrive.
What was the driving force that got you to take these classes?
Well, I heard about it and you know, looked into it, and it's you can't beat the value. The training class, $99 per person, and we even had a grant that covered some of those costs, and, you know, to help us do some additional board training. So I was looking into different training opportunities, and we knew the value and the quality of the trainings that Central PA Chamber of Commerce put on. You know, if you are in the market for a way to improve your abilities to a board, and you're in this region, then you absolutely should be looking at this one. It's worth every penny you spend, and then some, really. And I would strongly encourage anybody who's even considering it to at least look into it. Go to the website, centralpachamber.com, or call Ryan Workman, 570-742-7341, and consider it, and definitely sign up.
And as you said, they start next week on Monday and go for 4 weeks. And tell us the time commitment as far as how long the sessions are each of those days.
Each session is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., so 2 hours for 4 consecutive weeks. And again, if you know, these are Monday mornings, so if you are someone who maybe can't make the trip, their offices in Milton, can't make it in person, they do provide a hybrid option where you can participate virtually on screen, and actually that's how I attended most of the classes, just because I'm typically up at Williamsport. And so it worked more conveniently for me, but I still got all the value out of it. You can hear all the interaction, and you can share and receive, you know, the value that the trainers are providing and that other people in attendance are sharing, you know, what they've learned from different boards.
Well, Corey, we thank you for sharing this morning about this program and also your experiences with the upcoming Raise the Board sessions that the Central PA Chamber of Commerce is putting out. And again, the website, centralpachamber.com/RTB, if you want to use the direct link to the Raise the Board website. Any parting comments you want to tell our listeners this morning?
No, I think we covered it, but I do strongly encourage anybody who's interested to sign up and join the class. And I, again, appreciate the time.
And you have a couple of days yet to register before the Monday class. So thank you very much, Corey. Good to have you on the radio this morning here on WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. We have business news coming up next right here on WKOK.